Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Back at it as we get into the 7 o'clock hour. Have about 40 or so minutes left, and then we'll jump into coverage of Cardinals baseball. Cardinals, their final night game of the season tonight. They are in San Francisco, and they are set to match up against the Giants. We're going to talk some football right now. Happy to welcome back onto the program. He is our friend, part of the team over at 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, our sister station, and Kansas City's home for the Chiefs. Of course, KMOX is St. Louis' home for the Chiefs. He is Jay Binkley. You follow him on Twitter at Three Guys in a Garage. Jay, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Hey, good, my friend. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. So a bit of a sigh of relief, I guess, for the Chiefs after that 0-2 start. It wasn't a great performance, but it was good enough against a bad Giants team, and a win on the road you always take 22-9. And I would guess the hope would be that maybe that starts to open things up.
Yeah, you think so. And, you know, there's, you know, some concern, I guess. The Chiefs were 0-7 playing against the Giants in New York. So, you know, there's some intrepidation by playing out there. And, you know, the Giants were feeling confident. They were coming off, even though they lost to Dallas, they lit up that Dallas defense. As Russell Wilson threw for 450 and three touchdowns. How bad is Dallas' defense if Russell's doing that to him? But, yeah, the first half was sloppy for the Chiefs. They got things together. And right now it's just dog paddling, man, just trying to keep that head above the water until they get Rashee Rice back and Xavier Worthy, who looks like he'll be back in the lineup this weekend for the Chiefs. But, you know, just until they can get some of their main players back, just trying to stack those wins. So, yeah, it was an important win because you want to keep a bad team down. And, you know, they allowed Russell 161 yards passing. They only allowed Jalen Hurts the week before 101 yards passing. So they've only given up 261 yards passing the last 2 weeks. That'll play.
Those two guys you mentioned coming back, are they good enough to get this Chiefs offense back humming along, or is this something where maybe there's still a piece out there somewhere that needs to be added?
I think they will. I think there's going to be confidence. And keep this in mind, when they signed Hollywood Brown before last season, and he was hurt in the first preseason game against Jacksonville, you know, he was, of course, hurt to start the season. He's played there at the very end. Rashee Rice was hurt in game four. So this group of receivers they have, and first-round pick Xavier Worthy, showing a lot of promise, Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown, they've never played a snap together. So we'll see what happens, and Chiefs have full confidence when they get those guys all out on the field at the same time, and they really like the emergence of Tyquan Thornton a lot and what he's meant to this team. He's been that deep ball threat for Patrick Mahomes. They are showing the ability to throw the ball downfield more. So you get them sprinkled in, and then you have Jalen Royals, who was the fourth-round pick, who was banged up the first couple games of the year. He did dress out in New York. They'll get more and more action from him going forward, the only receiver they took in the draft. So I think they feel pretty confident the way this offense is coming along. I know they love their first-round pick, Josh Simmons, the left tackle. They do, you know, this is going to be growing pains, obviously, for a rookie, but they like the promise that he can show. The running game remains a big issue for the Kansas City Chiefs, as do the wide receivers, but of course the wide receivers will be somebody be coming back. Unfortunately for running backs, nobody will.
They've got running backs who have had success in the past with Pacheco and Hunt, but so far it doesn't. Is it more an individual issue with those running backs, or is it more about the offensive line going and run blocking and allowing them an opportunity to have success?
You know, here's the one thing. I mean, these running backs, you think about last year, Joe Tooney, the left guard, he was first team all pro last year. He's with the Bears now, of course. So the other place you have Creed Humphrey, first team all pro center. And then you have Trey Smith, the second highest paid guard in the National Football League. He was a Pro Bowler last year. So they should be able to run. I mean, they have some maulers that they're blocking. You know, when you watch the film and everything else, Pacheco is not necessarily, you know, really hitting that hole, you know, following those blocks. And that's been the biggest disappointment. You know, he's not doing that. So, yeah, I think they have the ability to do it. They definitely don't need Mahomes to keep on running the football. Luckily, that kind of slowed down against the Giants last week. And then there's Elijah Mitchell that came over for the 49ers, but he's been inactive the first couple of games. He is on the 53-man roster, but they haven't utilized him. I'll tell you this much. I would not be shocked if the Chiefs start dipping in the trade deadline for running back when the November 4th trade deadline comes up, because I do think that's an area they might try to hit.
You mentioned Tyquan Thornton, and he had the best day for a receiver in that win against the Giants, the 71 yards receiving, 9 targets, 5 catches. He was the most targeted receiver. Travis Kelce, a tight end, targeted 7 times, second on that list. Was there any surprise for you with how much they're looking to Thornton right now?
No, it's not, because here's the one thing. You just kind of pay attention to what, like, Reed and Mahomes were saying, you know, through the offseason. Tyquan Thornton was signed here last fall to the practice squad. So he was with the Chiefs, building that chemistry with Mahomes. He was, you know, still in the practice squad, but part of the team that went to the Super Bowl. So Mahomes clearly, you know, knows his skill set. Mahomes worked with him the offseason. He was one of those guys that go work out with Patrick down in Texas when he does the camp pat down there. And when Patrick, you know, would say, hey, how about Tyquan Thornton? You know, he would single him out. Like, if you ask Patrick about a receiver, he'll tell you about that receiver. But just to bring him up, it showed me, okay, there's something with Tyquan if Patrick's mentioned. Then Andy Reid was mentioning Tyquan Thornton. This is right after OTAs. They didn't got the training camp yet, and they were bringing up Tyquan Thornton. Then he gets up to training camp, and he has that breakaway speed. The one thing about Tyquan is, I think he's realizing his potential. He was drafted by the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick. And there was a lot of people that faltered in New England when Tom Brady left. You know, Juju Smith-Schuster didn't work out in New England. He comes back to KC. That was a mess in New England before Mike Vrabel is trying to turn that thing around. And he was a second-round pick just a couple of years ago. He was a second-round pick, 50th overall. So he wasn't like a seventh-round pick or an undrafted guy doing some things. No, he's a second-round pick. But not only that, man, he ran a 4.28 at the combine. And he's 6'2". And for a minute, or it was like an hour, they had to go back and review the film. But at the combine, he initially ran a 4.21, which would have beaten John Ross. Of course, Xavier Worthy beat John Ross's 4.22 at a 4.21. But before that, Tyquan Thornton actually held the record for fastest combine time. But they went back, looked at the film, and gave him a 4.28. BU, and I know it's still very similar to 4.28 and 4.21. I mean, that is just blazing speed. So he has it, and he's got Mahomes' trust. Sure, he didn't come down with that catch when Mahomes aired it out, but one thing Patrick does is goes right back to you. Like, if you drop one, he'll go right back to you, show that trust in you. So I do like that chemistry developing between Patrick Mahomes and Tyquan Thornton, and they'll use it because with Xavier Worthy's injury, he's going to be wearing a brace. He's never going to be 100% this year. So Tyquan Thornton, who does a lot of that, you know, speed nine-round type situations that Xavier Worthy can do, so expect that, and plus the speed of Hollywood Brown. So to get that whole crew together, because you know the Chiefs do want to throw the football down the field. Last year they were 31st in the NFL in air yards, 25 yards or more. They're much, much better at that this year. So, yes, you see the frustration with Travis Kelce and, you know, everybody kind of sees that. But, you know, he's an aging guy. And you know what? You start taking that pressure off. You get these receivers back, and all of a sudden they draw the attention. That way, you know, a 35-year-old tight end is not drawing double coverage and someone shadowing him. So I do think his production can go up once some of the attention's paid to some of the other wide receivers that are coming back.
Talking Chiefs football with Jay Binkley from our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. On the transaction report today, the Green Bay Packers moving on from Mecole Hardman. He'd been on their practice squad. He was released. Do you see any scenario where somebody like him ends up back in Kansas City?
You know what? I would think not, but I would never say never with this team. These guys just keep finding their way back. I mean, McColl's already been back here once. When he went to Jets, they made a small trade to bring him back to Kansas City. Of course, Juju comes back to Kansas City. Kareem Hunt comes back to Kansas City. So I would never say never, only because he's familiar with the offense and I think he would be serviceable for the next couple of games. But I really don't see a place for Mecole Hardman in this offense. They want to kind of wait out the three games, and they have a very tough schedule, you know, coming up, of course, with Baltimore this weekend, and then week six, the Detroit Lions. But they're at Arrowhead Stadium, both of those. But I just can't see that skill set, because he didn't really offer a different size and skill set than they already have, with a Worthy, who I expect to come back this week. And, of course, Hollywood Brown out there, and what you're seeing from Tyquan Thornton with that speed. But I'm going to never say never, Matt. Never say never, because the Chiefs find a way to bring back old friends.
Patrick Mahomes does remain on the practice report. He's got a right wrist injury. It's not impacting his ability to practice. But sometimes you have little nagging injuries like that, and as the long grind that is an NFL season goes along, all of a sudden that becomes a little more something. Is there any reason to be concerned about this wrist and that it might turn into more than what it is right now?
I don't think so. I don't think so at this point. Just kind of, he's a tough guy, plays through this kind of stuff. So wouldn't worry a whole lot about it right now until it really shows up, and you know, see what happens against Baltimore this weekend to really make it a judgment. So I wouldn't put a lot of stock into it.
Before we get you out of here, just wanted to get a quick Royals question in for you, because they're a team that they played solid baseball throughout the year, recently officially eliminated from playoff contention. What's the general feeling about this team right now, where it is a disappointing season that they're not in the postseason, but they're a winning club, they're an above 500 club. It seems like they're still doing some things well.
Well, I think so. And the fact that they made it all the way to last night before officially being eliminated, it bodes well for them. I mean, this team is close. They know they're close. I mean, look at Cleveland and what they're doing and erasing that 15.5 game lead that Detroit had. That's been unbelievable. But Kansas City was past Cleveland, you know, a month ago. You know, in the summer, they were past them. They were ahead of Cleveland. They've been ahead of Cleveland several times this year. But if Cleveland showed, hey, to turn around and do things, the Royals can do that too. The problem with the Royals has been, you know, that right field situation. They bring in Yaz. I think they did a good job at the trade deadline. But the frustrating thing for the Royals is they're top 10 in every pitching category. You know, starters, relievers, and just as a whole, they're number 4 in all of baseball. They can pitch. And last year they had the number 4 and number 2 guy in the American League for the Cy Young. Cole Reagans has come back and pitched two times now since he's been hurt. But he was hurt that whole stretch. He was hurt the whole summer. This guy finished 4th in last year's Cy Young. Seth Lugo, once they paid him all that money, he just kind of came back, you know, to the pack a little bit. But, you know, still serviceable. Then the Royals make a deal with the Padres for Ryan Berger, who's going to be a very good pitcher in this rotation. Stephen Kolek, that's going to be good in this rotation. And then Noah Cameron, the fantastic rookie for the Royals, who's done a great job, one of the best rookie pitchers in all of baseball. But yes, the pitching staff is there, and that's the most important. So that kind of identifies what they need to do, and that's power-hitting outfielder. Because Sal Perez had a very solid year. Vinny Pasquantino, you know, 107 RBI so far this year. Bobby Witt Jr. has a chance to once again be the hits leader in Major League Baseball. So they've got a good core of players, but this pitching staff is really good, but they've got to figure out some more power in that outfield.
It was fun being in St. Louis when the Royals were here, because it was the debut of Jack Caglione. He just, it's looked like a rookie season for him. Obviously, they pushed him very, very quickly. Have they just taken the approach that, especially once the numbers really started to dip and you kind of knew where he was going to be, he's a sub 200 hitter, is that just accepting it for this year, knowing that this experience is going to be worth it in the long run?
I think so. You get him this experience. He's shown everything. Put him in AAA and in the minor leagues. He crushes it, crushes pitching. So learning at the major league level, probably the best thing to do, probably the best thing that he needs. He's going to be a fantastic player. He really is. And I always thought when they brought him up here, it was going to be, even though they talk, well, the pressure's not going to be on him and all that, that's not true. I mean, the Royals were starving for a power hitter in the outfield like Jack. They moved him to the outfield, not his natural position. They moved him out there. So you knew with this guy just crushing the ball and hitting these long home runs, like destroying things like he did at Florida, and then through the minor leagues, just hitting home runs all the time, going quickly to Double A and Triple A. And you knew when he got to Kansas City, people were expecting to hit a home run all the time, right? So even though they talk about there's no pressure on him, there's pressure, you know, on him to, you know, to contribute. And I fully expect that he'll be back and good next year. And I tell you, they really like Carter Jensen, one of the top prospects in baseball at catcher. This kid is good, and he's got a great swing. And he was another guy that just had a fantastic year. He was the Royals' number two prospect. And the one thing about it, like Noah Cameron's a local guy from St. Joe, just up the road, and Carter Jensen's from right here in Kansas City. So they've got two homegrown guys, you know, right on this roster. So, you know, fans can get behind, but they're, you know, very good contributing players. So I think that kind of helps the excitement of what the Royals have. I think they're very disappointed because this pitching staff was good enough to do some damage in the postseason. They just needed to find a way to get to the postseason. And they didn't. I mean, they were good this year throughout. Some of the teams are 5-1 this year against the Rangers, and they were good against Seattle. But yeah, can the Royals compete just like Cleveland can? 100%. So I mean, the Royals and Cleveland aren't that far apart.
He is Jay Binkley, part of the team as a host at 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. That is our sister station. Follow him on Twitter at Three Guys in a Garage. Jay, thanks for the time. We'll check in with you every once in a while through the football season.
No problem, my friend. Call me anytime you want.
Awesome. Very good. That's Jay Binkley. We appreciate him taking some time with us. That's our final guest for the day. So we're all Cardinals from now until maybe 1 o'clock in the morning, because we'll jump in. But as far as Sports Open Line, nothing but Cardinals as we lean towards the end of this show. If you want to get in here on anything, this would be the time to do it. You can call or text 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can also get in on the video chat by leaving a comment, or you can tweet at me if you'd like at Matt Pauley on air, MattPauley on air. So if you've got anything Cardinals related on your mind that you want to talk through, we can talk through. I got a couple more things I want to get off my chest as well. We'll do that between now and 7:45 as we get you ready for Cardinals baseball tonight. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Back at it here on KMOX as we roll on. We are taking you all the way until 7:45. Then we'll take a 5-minute water break, and then we'll be back with you for Cardinals baseball and Cardinals coverage beginning officially at 7:50 this evening. I loved last night's game. And again, I know it was really late. I realize that. And there's a lot of people have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning and 6 a.m. Alarm clocks and things like that. But for those of you who were able to stick around, I hope you were able to enjoy it just as much as I enjoyed it last night. It was a really, really fun game. I'll pull back the curtain a little bit because this is kind of part of my experience from last night. I'll tell you how things sort of work. When I am watching the game, when the team is on the road, the way I watch the game, I'm able to do a radio overlay. I think it's important that I hear the radio broadcast if I'm doing the post-game show. That way, if John and Ricky and Klaibs are talking about things during the broadcast, I can chime in on it. I can continue the narrative. I do all that. So I even when watching it, I have a radio overlay. As we get towards the end of the game, generally we get to what's going to be, it looks like, the final half inning. I switch the audio feed to the TV feed because once the game gets over, there's a lot of things to do in a really short amount of time for me to get ready for the post-game show. So I just change the audio on it. That way, if on the TV is Ali or a player or something, and like we're on a commercial break in the post-game, it's just right there, and I can take a headphone off, and I can listen to what's being said and things like that. And then at that point, I put the radio headphones on. When I do that, the radio feed and what I have on the screen are not totally lined up, so I'm just kind of sort of listening to the radio feed, and then if something happens I really need to see, I'm able to look up. But again, it's just sort of getting ready for post. I had a little bit of a different experience last night, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it. So the game goes to the ninth, and like I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I knew the Cardinals were going to do what they did in the ninth inning, but I just had this sense about it yesterday that this might be something. And I literally put my headphones back on so I could hear the radio feed, and I just closed my eyes and I listened to John Rooney do the play-by-play. And there were a couple things that happened that I wanted to make sure that I did see. So I know that my feed is 8, 9, 10 seconds behind where he's at. So there were a few times in the ninth inning, obviously on those hits and everything, that I opened up my eyes so I could see what the Donovan hit looked like, what the Scott hit looked like, what, you know, all that, right? But basically, I was sitting there with my eyes closed, just listening to John Rooney do the play-by-play of the ninth inning. And I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it. It was, and one of the cool things, if you were listening last night, John actually said it would be great for Brendan Donovan to hit this thing out to the right corner so Victor Scott II could take off from first. What happens? Donovan hits that thing out to the right field corner, and then Scott takes off from first, and Pop Warner sends him from third. It was a really, really gutsy call. But I wanted to share that experience that I had because it was I really enjoyed it. Just closing my eyes in the moment and listening to John go through that ninth inning as someone who just loves like the art of play-by-play. It was really awesome, and we are blessed to have the Cardinal broadcasters that we have. And last night, more so than a lot of times, the enjoyment that I was able to have of just taking a breath, sitting back, and just intently listening to an inning, and it was that's the inning that it turned into. It was awesome. It was really awesome. So that was another one of my takeaways from that game last night. Let's go to the phones. 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. It's Richard who has given us a call. Richard, you're on Sports Open Line.
Yes, I have three things that I'd like to see Pine and Loon do this winter. Okay. Number one is Fire Marvel. Number two is hire Yachty as manager. And number three is trade Gorman for starting pitching.
Okay, what don't you like about Ollie?
He's been terrible for 3 years.
No. Give what don't you like about Ollie? I didn't ask you. That's a broad thing. What does Ollie do? Give me. I'd like to hear examples. What does Ollie do that you don't like?
The way he handles the bullpen.
You're kidding, right? What move has he made in the bullpen? That's his greatest strength, Richard. There's issues I take with Ollie. His management of the bullpen, there are people who hate Oliver Marmol and can acknowledge the fact that he has done a masterful job with the bullpen. What in the world has he done with the bullpen that you don't like?
He's three games over 500 in 4 years.
That's no not other manager hey, hey, would last Richard, that long. I asked to answer the question, man. If you're going to come here and say that Oliver Marmol deserves to be fired and I ask you why, you got to tell me why. Tell me what he does with the bullpen that you don't like.
He leaves the pitchers. He leaves the bullpen pitchers in too long.
When? Can you give me an example?
He left him in too long with Helmsley, and now he's leaving him in too long with Romero.
With who?
With the closer now.
I mean, Riley O'Brien?
No.
JoJo Romero?
Yes.
When does he like, I'm not trying to be a jerk here. I'm really not. I'm legitimately surprised, Richard, because that's the area that I think Oliver Marmol gets the most credit for, his management of the bullpen. So when somebody is telling me that Oliver Marmol deserves to be fired because of his management of the bullpen, do you realize how good this bullpen has been over the last 2 years? You look at the rankings that they have across Major League Baseball. You look at the fact that the team traded away three key relievers, and they've been pretty much just as good since the trade deadline as they were before. Like he does a masterful job of managing a bullpen.
If they had those three relievers, they'd be in the playoffs right now.
Maybe.
And number two.
Hold on, but Richard, the numbers aren't different. The numbers since they traded those guys away are not different from a bullpen perspective than what they were before the deadline. There's been one or two games that they've lost when that second group of relief pitchers have not performed well, but that's right on par with where they were at before. I'm not convinced that the bullpen would actually be that much better because there hasn't been a drop-off since the deadline.
And what do you do about the fact that they're two starting pitchers short?
How is that Oliver Marmol's fault?
He's supposed to be able to influence the general manager.
And the general manager, well, it's the president of baseball operations. That's who John Mozeliak is. That's his title. He controls the roster, and Oliver Marmol has a job as a manager. And if you're going to, if there is a problem at KMOX with the morning show, am I responsible for it because I'm the night show host?
No.
Okay.
But they've still been two pitchers short for 3 years.
I agree. The roster is bad. The roster is not good enough. That's not Oliver Marmol's fault.
What other manager would last for 4 years when there's three games over 400 in that time?
I don't know. I think you
there isn't any.
Sure, there are. You evaluate the job that's been done, and it's a roster issue. It's not a managerial issue. Richard, I appreciate the phone call. 314-436-7900. I think there are a lot of managers that if they were hired and they did the exact same job that Marmol has done over the last few years, they would be keeping their jobs. Let's grab another call. Who's the who do we have calling? Rick. Rick's giving us a call. Hey, Rick, you're on Sports Open Line.
Yeah, Matt, while I have the same name as Richard, I have a different opinion. I think Ollie deserves at least 1 year under Chaim Bloom because, as you just said, he's not responsible for the roster. He has to deal with the material he's given by Mo and by the DeWitts. My only thing is, the first time you get to talk to Chaim Bloom, please tell him not to use the term that they're going to be competitive. Because Mo's used that for years, and all that means is we're going to try to make the playoffs.
Okay. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I'm excited to see what it's going to look like with Chaim. I think there's a lot of words that we don't want to – I think we're done with the word runway. In terms of competitive, I don't know what other – if the idea that next year is kind of another year in this rebuild, reboot, reset, re-whatever year, I don't know what other word they use other than competitive if they think it's going to – because they're competitive this year, right? They're competitive. There's four games left in the season, and they're still not mathematically eliminated from playoffs. They're also below 500. I'm not trying to put lipstick on a pig here. They're a fourth place team. They have a losing record. All these things are true. I'm not trying to run away from the truth. But they are competitive. They are a team. A couple bounces here and there, they could easily be right there in playoff contention. We've got just a couple minutes before we have to get a break. We're going to grab one more phone call. Brooks has given us a call. Brooks, I got just a couple moments for you. You're on Sports Open Line.
Sure. Hey, I just want to ask what your opinion is on Nolan Gorman, you know, now that he's had a whole year, you know, doing the developmental thing. You know, Arenado may be out the door. What would you do about third base?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. I am more up in the air on him than I've been at any other point this year because of how he's finished off the season. 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I was singing the praises of Nolan Gorman. Since June 1st, he had the second or third highest OPS on the team. His third base play was getting better. It wasn't Nolan Arenado good, but it was getting better. And I really, really liked what I was seeing. And I've talked about this before. He did so much work on his swing. He fundamentally changed it. So he took his bat speed. He kind of slowed things down to get all the other pieces together. And then he brought that back. And that's what that from June 1st on, I thought that's kind of who Nolan Gorman was going to be. And he's going to be kind of a slightly above average player, a guy with good power. His OPS was going to be well into the 700s, all of that. And I liked him. And then his September has been terrible. His September has been terrible, and it brings us back to, okay, is this who Gorman is, that he just cannot be a consistent player? I am still very much enthralled by the idea of having that power bat in the lineup because the Cardinals do not have that much power. I think we're seeing good power from Von Herrera. But when your leading home run hitter this year is going to be around 20 home runs, whether it's Contreras with his 20 and Burleson and Gorman, Burleson and Herrera are now right there behind him. Like, that's not enough. You need more power. You need more home runs. So that's what I love about Gorman. I'm not as all in on him right now as I was a month ago, and I'm disappointed by the way he has finished out his season. I've said this before. I think it was the most important season of his career, because it helped shape the Cardinals on what direction they want to go and if they want to hand the third base job to him. And in this so important moment of his career, he just hasn't hit at all, at all. All right, we will take a break and we'll come back and we'll wrap up the program. Again, we've got Cardinals baseball tonight. We've got coverage beginning in about 12 minutes, so we got a few things to get to before we can do that. 314-436-7900 if you want to text in here. We probably don't have time for any more phone calls, but we'll see if we can get maybe a text in before the night is over. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King of OX.
Just a couple minutes left here on the program. We're out of here at 7:45. Don't go far, though, because 5 minutes later at 7:50, we will officially be underway with Cardinals Radio Network coverage of the Cardinals and the Giants. Cardinals looking for a series sweep. They win tonight. They go into Chicago for the weekend. If they can keep winning some games, maybe they finish out the year with a winning record. Maybe they finish out the year with a .500 record. I'm not going to have thoughts of grandeur that the Mets and the Reds and the Diamondbacks never win a game the rest of the way and something happens there. But the Cardinals control their own destiny in terms of still being able to avoid being under .500. It's heavy lifting, tough hill to climb, whatever stupid sports broadcaster cliche you want to use. It is that for them being that way, and it's the position they have put themselves in. A lot of people are doing the looking back game, and I get it. Like, there's lots of reasons, lots of times, lots of moments where you can see this year, hey, if this loss would have been a win, if this decision would have been made, maybe a few other losses would be wins, and it becomes that much more pronounced when a team is just 3.5 games out of a playoff spot and you will so desire for the team to be a playoff team, but it's probably not in the cards. 3.5 games back with 4 games to go and 3 teams that you have to jump over. It is probably not going to happen. But good to see them continue to play some good baseball here down the stretch of the season. Like I said earlier, yesterday's game was awesome. I had so much fun just being able to watch and listen to that game yesterday. And I don't know how many more of those there's going to be. You always get a handful of really special performances, special wins during the year. The Cardinals have had a few of them. About half of the Cardinals' wins are come from behind wins. Now, not all come from behind wins are created equal. If you're down 1-0 going to the bottom of the first inning and then you score a bunch of runs, that you were down, so you're coming from behind, but that does not feel the same way that that yesterday's win feels. So, we'll see. Cardinals tonight send Sonny Gray to the mound as he is going to make his final start of the season. And I think Gray's had a fine year. It's not been a great year. It's not been, hey, this guy is in Cy Young contention kind of year. But at the end of the year, you're going to look at the numbers and you're going to say, certainly good enough. Question is he going to be around next year? Is there going to be some conversations about possibly trading him? We've got coverage of Cardinals baseball, Cardinals and Giants from San Francisco. Our coverage begins at 5 minutes right here on your home for the Cardinals, 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.